Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice. The following audio clip is a consultation with Harriet, who has a viral cough. I share with her the 6-day precautions that she should take if using any of the damn drugs.
Let's hear it for our GP. Way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Good morning, Dr.
Good morning, nice to see you.
Dr. Burrell, I just started yesterday with a really bad chest. And, you know, and I feel really, like, hot and look very lethargic.
Okay.
But my husband is your 10 past 10 patient.
Yeah.
And he's been really poorly for over a week.
Okay.
We're trying to come in together, but you've got a patient in between. So, okay.
No problem. No problem at all. Okay. All about your chest then today.
Yes, yes.
Was there anything else you were hoping that we'd talk about apart from your chest?
No, that's the main thing. You know, I have a problem with waterworks, but I'm managing that fine.
That's okay for the time being.
Yes.
You catheterise yourself, don't
that's
you?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe twice a day, morning and night.
Okay. And no problems from that at the moment?
No.
Quite happy with that. Okay. Good. Sounds like you might have picked this up from your husband. Is that right?
Yes.
Is that what you were thinking?
Well, through the night, the duvet was soaking wet.
Okay. So you're sweaty. And he's sweaty too?
It was off him, really.
So mostly him?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. You think it's sweat or you think...
Oh, it was definitely sweat.
Yeah, okay.
It was soaking when I put the light on.
Okay.
So he's your next patient.
Well, I'll see him again shortly.
That's right.
That's lovely, okay. But from your point of view, your symptoms really have started yesterday.
Yes, yes.
And you've been chesty. Are you prone to this sort of thing?
No.
Okay.
No.
Any other symptoms at all apart from the sweating?
Maybe a little bit lethargic, but I am a busy woman, so, you know, that maybe accounts for that as well.
Cool. You're not asthmatic at all?
No.
And you're not a smoker?
No.
No, okay. So aside from that, is there anything else that we need to talk about?
No, doctor, no.
No. And what were your thoughts? You thought that probably your husband had passed this on to you. Did you have any thoughts about what it was?
Well, he was so bad, I was thinking about pneumonia for him.
Yeah, okay.
But...
And you've never had pneumonia yourself?
No.
Worst case scenario for yourself? Any particular thoughts about what you were hoping I would do for you today?
Just maybe send me chest and say, oh, that's not too bad, you can manage with paracetamol.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, we could do that. And it's you and your husband living together. Is there anyone else in the house?
No, there's no one else in the house.
Do you have any bad habits? You mentioned you're not a smoker. Any bad habits I need to know about?
No.
You're not a big drinker or anything?
No, alcohol at all.
No, okay. And your general health has been pretty good apart from the waterwork issue?
That's right.
Your blood pressure's been under control?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're happy with the tablets you're taking for that?
Yes.
We're not due to do your blood pressure today, are we? We've been keeping an eye on that, haven't
That's right.
And we've done a kidney function test. And that was done in May and that was okay. So that's quite steady, isn't it? Good. Have you already received from us a leaflet about advising that if you're poorly with a fever, diarrhea or vomiting for 24 hours or longer, that you need to skip your ramipril?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Okay. So I'm going to give you that
yes.
as a guidance leaflet today, just to make sure you're aware of that.
And about 6 weeks ago, I had flashing in my eyes.
Yeah.
And I had all the eye infirmary.
What did they make of you?
They did the tests and they said, I thought it was in both eyes, I thought it was going from one to the other, but they said not. They said, in this left eye, there's a piece of gel floating about.
Gotcha.
And they said, your brain doesn't like things floating or it doesn't know about. That's the explanation.
Yeah, okay.
And they said, so you could be aware of it till your brain thinks, oh, I know what that is type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, you'll understand that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. So things are okay in that department.
Yes.
You know what to do if things got much worse. So if you suddenly find there's a curtain coming across your vision, you can go straight back to the eye infirmary.
Yes, they give us a leaflet with phone numbers and everything.
Perfect.
I've kept that to one side and I thought that'd be all right.
Great, okay. So slip your coat off and we're going to examine your chest for you today. You're all geared up for Christmas and you're all ready, are you? You got family coming to you?
Yeah, my family live away, so they're coming up from Leicestershire.
Okay.
So
Turn around. You've lost your voice a little bit there, haven't you? A little croaky with this.
Bit.
Yeah. Okay. It's unlikely to be anything sinister or worrying because you're not a smoker, but if that voice is not getting any better after the next week, we ought to think about that as well. Breathe away through your mouth. Lovely. Turn around. Okay. Can I get you to give a good hard blow through this, which is to check how tight your airways are? It's a good hard blow, so make sure you take a deep breath in first and then put your lips around the outside of this plastic tube and then blow as hard and fast as you can to try and blow that off the end of the scale. Rubbish. So I want you to blow harder and faster. So your lips are going to go right around there and you're going to go like this. Hard and fast.
Right.
Can you do that?
Right.
Sure. Take your fingers out of the way. Make sure they're not in the way of the pointer. Right. That's deep breath. Go. Excellent. That was much better. So almost 350. That's lovely. Great. Right. That's great. Okay. So you're not breathing faster than usual. Your lungs sound fine. Uh-huh. I'm just going to check your temperature and your pulse as well, if I may. And we'll also have a look at your nose and your throat at the same time. All right. So your temperature's normal?
Yeah, I feel hot, but that's probably... Yeah.
Open your mouth. Breathe in. Close your mouth. That's lovely. Great. So your pulse is 90 and regular, and your oxygen numbers are good at 98. That's lovely. Take yourself a seat. Well, this is spreading in your house like wildfire, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. And you don't have any underlying problems with your chest.
No.
And your airways are fine. You're not particularly tight in your chest.
No.
And your lung tissue yourself is fine. So there's no suggestion that you've got pneumonia or anything like this.
Oh, no.
But I suspect the underlying problem is a viral infection that's making you feel dreadful.
Yes.
Now, your question was, do we need anything for it? But probably not at this stage for you.
No, I'm happy with a paracetamol and a hot drink.
But if you do find that you're finding it's painful to breathe, or you're breathing much faster than usual.
My chest felt a bit.
Yeah.
A little bit tender.
Or you're coughing up blood or brown spit, then we could always see you again. So let's see you urgently. If you're finding that you're particularly breathless with this, or it hurts in your side of your chest when you're breathing. But if you're finding that this cough may linger for a week or two,
yes.
It's quite normal for these cold-like things to linger around for about a week, 2 weeks, possibly 3 weeks. But if after 2 or 3 weeks you're not improving, we probably ought to see you no matter what.
Right, that's
if you've got a persistent fever, then we're going to need to see you again.
I feel as if I'm hot, but I'm not hot, really.
But you'll probably find that's coming and going.
Yes.
Are you using anything to help you control the fever?
Well, I took 2 paracetamol last night, I don't know.
Okay, well, that's sensible, and that's pretty safe as well. So you could take 2 of those 4 times a day to help control the fever.
Right.
If you've got persistent fever, you need to be skipping your lisinopril. Which is your blood pressure tablet.
All right.
And so are you managing most of your tablets on a regular basis?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I've never gotten the names off yet, though, but...
Ah, no, my apologies, it's not lisinopril, it's ramipril.
That's right.
So that's why it's confusing.
And
so
then the lanipril was taken off me a good while ago.
Yeah.
And so...
Great. So skip the ramipril when you've got a fever. So that's the one thing that you will need to watch out for. So yes. Ramipril, if you've got a fever, skip it for 24 hours until the fever settles.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
And I'm happy to see you again if that cough isn't improving after 3 weeks.
Just feel or
if
you're tight.
If you're particularly out of breath. Yeah.
Right, thank you very much, Doctor.
And we'll see you again shortly.
Let's hear it for our GP. Way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.